Pedro Pascal joins Wonder Woman 2. Diane Nelson takes an indefinite leave of absence. And we've got an Aquaman trailer. That part was a lie. Sorry.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Ooh, they don't know yet. You got it. So you go like this, and then you wait until it's done, and then you just kind of blow it up.
Whoa!
And for 3 years, we've been doing that for no rhyme or reason, and nobody's questioned it.
Okay. Form of dicycle.
Yep, pretty much. Guys, welcome back to DC Movie News. I'm Roxy Stryer, which means I am not Adam Gertler, I'm not Johnny LaQuasto, and I am not Mike Kalinowski. They are all on some mission, on some boat, in some planet that might be Krypton. I was going somewhere with that
Kryptonian boats.
Yeah, the Kryptonian boats, you know
also
how they
my
like
new band
to get
name.
Around. Kind of like it. You what know this they... lady to my left. She is the amazing cosplayer extraordinaire, Elena Jordan.
Hey! It's good to be back.
I didn't even say bring the paina this time. That's how long you've been
it's
gone
implied.
For. Elena, bring the paina. Jordan. Guys, those men over to my left, you have not seen on this show, but you have seen all over the place. They come from SourceFed and then now Only Stupid Answers. It is Sam Basher. And DJ Wildridge.
I'm also this boy.
You can't say, okay, so we're also on iTunes, so you can't say that's this boy.
Yeah.
Because now they're going
to
think
all right,
you're that boy.
To your right is Sam Basher.
Hello.
And that's then, what his voice sounds like.
And then to your left is me, DJ Wildridge.
This is Sam.
To the left. To the left.
And there's Beyonce. What a weird little... Thank you so much, B. Thank you for joining us.
Beyonce's also here.
The voice in our ears that, for some reason, Sam thinks sounds like Jiminy Cricket.
If I did have a Jiminy Cricket in real life, I feel like it sounded like that.
But we call him Batmanthony in the booth. Hi, Batmanthony.
Hello, everybody. I am so happy for Pedro Pascal joining Wonder Woman.
Isn't everybody? Isn't everybody? So that is huge news. It would be cooler if we had an Aquaman trailer to talk about today. We don't.
Yeah. Even last week, maybe.
Yeah.
It would have been cool.
It would be cool. It would be cool, but we don't. But we have some really great stuff to talk about, including my favorite segment at the end, which is TV Time. Okay. Love that TV Time.
Full name, Roxy Stryer's TV Time.
I didn't want to brag.
Branded.
I didn't want to brag.
I have to brag for Roxy Stryer's TV Time. Say it right.
You guys don't even know. There's a little jingle, too.
So
you start getting excited for that right now. But let's get right into it to start with Pedro Pascal joining Wonder Woman 2. Where do you guys love Pedro from? Because I feel like everybody's either Game of Thrones, like people are all over the place with this guy. But it seems universal that he is an excellent person to be adding to some part of this cast. Do you guys love him as well?
It's actually, Warner Brothers, not universal. Sorry.
Oh, ha, 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 ha. I was like, did I botch something?
No.
No. You're just poking fun. Got it.
As soon as he was added to Kingsman 2, that one, even though that movie was meh, it was still exciting to see him pop up in that and actually see him get to play and have fun. So hopefully we get to see that in Wonder Woman 2 as well.
Yeah, he's great. Mm-hmm. He's fantastic in everything. I know most from Game of Thrones. Classic. I did see some articles be like, oh, Pedro Pascal's been cast in Wonder Woman 2. He's clearly playing Vandal Savage. And I'm like, oh, cool it. Like, where did that come from? What's happening right now?
Is there any chance, because they like to do this to us all the time, where they take our characters from TV and they say, no, 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 we said you could have them, but now you can't. That is why we lost Vandal Savage. They were originally planning for a Wonder Woman 2 way back when on Legends of Tomorrow, and they pulled Vandal Savage from us.
No, I think they pulled Vandal Savage because he wasn't that good. He wasn't the best film that show's ever had. Mm-mm.
So you're saying you think that is why, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Pretty much the reason. I wonder why people are saying that. Just because
everybody needs to be somebody? Like, it can't be just some dude?
Is there any chance he's just some dude, though?
Yeah, probably.
That'd be strange.
He's probably works for the government.
Weird.
He might be like, because we know the big bad is Cheetah. Like, why would you have Cheetah and Vandal Savage and say, maybe, I'm just saying, people like to assume, like, right off the bat, like, Pedro Pascal's been cast as Wonder Woman, he's clearly Simon Baz, Green Lantern. Like, whoa.
Did you see Amazing Spider-Man 2? You can have a lot of villains in one movie.
Yes, but
and they could have zero connection whatsoever. It just happened.
It happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, you can't have two big bad villains. You have to have your big bad villain, and then you're like... as we learned from Spider-Man Homecoming, it works best when you have your main villain and then your lackey villains.
It's hard for me to tell at this point because we are so involved in geek culture, whatever you want to call it. I hear there's a pushback against geek culture these days, so I don't know what term to use anymore. But it is hard because, to me, he's very famous. But to some people, I think they would have absolutely zero idea who this person is. Yes. So I'm like, if you're going to bring him in, you're going to cast him as a somebody.
Yeah.
But now you're saying that we're not. How big is this addition to Wonder Woman?
Definitely big. It's it's a very cool addition. It just depends on how they're going to use him.
He's TV big.
He's big.
He's like when you cast a TV person in a movie.
That's like saying that Jason Momoa wasn't big because he's also from Game of Thrones.
Compared to Ben Affleck, he's not big.
That is true compared to Ben Affleck.
That's saving some money.
I mean, who is big compared to Ben Affleck?
Tom Cruise. If Mike was here,
Tom Cruise, on behalf of
Mike Kalinowski,
The Rock. Yeah. By the way, unrelated, saw Jumanji for the first time this week. Yeah. It was actually pretty good. So The Rock would be bigger than Ben Affleck, but there's not that many people, so that can't be your star meter.
Yeah. To be fair, though, he wasn't even on like the poster for Kingsman 2, and that was like the first like big movie debut for him.
He's actually pretty big. He's pretty important to that movie.
And he does play a big role, but he still didn't get listing.
I would say the fact that fans are so excited that they're already speculating as to who he's going to play is kind of a testament to the fact that he's probably going to play a larger character than just, like, dude in the background.
I think
or one-line cameo.
I think he's going to be one of the levels of, like, Steve Trevor's crew. He's gonna be like one of that crew because it's like he could be the bad guy, but it's like when they cast Ciaran Hines as Steppenwolf. It's like nobody's like I mean, people that have seen Ciaran Hines act are like, oh great, but like normal people are like who?
I think we're getting ahead of ourselves. I think he's probably going to be a love interest because they're going to be dealing with Steve because we know he probably is going to come back in some capacity. Ghost.
Yeah.
Force Ghost, probably.
There are characters in Wonder Woman's history that can bring people back from the dead. Of course. So.
That is true.
Yeah, so.
Are you hoping to see that?
Our pal Mark Andraco was suggesting that there's a couple of villains that could bring him back and kind of like a way to mess with Wonder Woman, and that would be interesting to me.
Ooh, so no longer as a love interest.
Because that would hurt.
And you'd want to hurt Wonder Woman for reasons unbeknownst to me.
No, I want to be hurt.
Yeah. Oh.
You misunderstand.
That makes so much more sense.
I want to feel hurt watching that movie.
Now I completely understand. Speaking of Wonder Woman, she had a bone to pick this week with our very own, I don't know why he's our very own, Ryan Reynolds.
He's our family.
I just took ownership over Ryan Reynolds.
Green Lantern.
Remember this past week on Only Stupid Answers when we found out that Ryan Reynolds was married to Alanis Morissette?
Almost married to Alanis Morissette.
Definitely married to Scarlett Johansson.
For a good amount of time.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Now when I listen to her music, I'm like, yeah, this is about him.
This is all about Ryan Reynolds.
She is a scorned lover.
Well, I lost it when I just found out about Alanis Morissette and Dave Coulier for... You want to know Alanis Morissette's
What is happening? I need to pick up a...
You want to know is about Dave Coulier from Full House.
See, I think that's about Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, no. Well, that was prior to Ryan
Reynolds.
Everybody,
welcome to Alanis Morissette movie news.
Yeah, very, very true.
Finally! I've been pitching it for decades.
Bringing it full circle, though, Gal is mad at Alanis Morissette's ex-boyfriend, who we call Ryan Reynolds, because...
What a headline.
Short and sweet.
Yes.
Because he stole her pose, as she said, dude stole my look, with a winky face, the emoji that has the arms crossed, and the devil, and obviously we're talking about him doing his Deadpool X-pose?
X-Force.
Do we call this the X-pose?
Yeah, and then...
Does X-Force pose?
Wakanda have a similar pose? And I don't think it originated... Granted, Wonder Woman was doing it back in World War I, so she's been around for a while, but I think maybe it was around before that.
I do feel like it's not that unique of a pose.
No.
And I also feel like she would have gotten a lot of crap had she attacked Wakanda forever and was like, stole my look, Black Panther. So if she's going to go after somebody, I think that somebody with this kind of sense of humor is a good person.
Considering Deadpool came after the stash, it's like, come on. Come on. No.
And everything else that DC has ever done.
No.
True.
I love that she is funny and playful, and it seems like Patty Jenkins is as well, and they're always trying to, like, not cut at other people, but those
gently
ribbing, stab the word hurt, like DJ who loves when it
not
hurts.
Not tease, but you know, violently attack over social media.
Yeah, so I thought this was really cute. I wonder if they're friends. Do you ever think about that when somebody tweets?
What you didn't know is actually Gal Gadot was engaged to Ryan Reynolds before
Alanis Morissette.
But they ended on good terms?
Yeah.
Oh, or she's really pissed.
Ooh.
Is this ironic?
That's what ironic was actually about.
Now we never really know.
Don't you think?
People in the chat are now officially confused. If you want to be one of those confused people, then don't forget you can join us live on YouTube on Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific time, or listen to us on iTunes later on. Let's get back to some strong, powerful women like Diane Nelson, who is taking an indefinite leave of
absence. It's not necessarily an indefinite.
A leave of absence.
An indiscriminatory leave of absence.
Okay, give me
it means an indiscriminate amount of time. She's leaving on April 2nd, but she may or may not be back. It's not necessarily that she's going to leave completely.
Isn't that what indefinitely means?
May or may not be back on April 3rd.
Or it's going to be back, a great they just prank didn't say for how long. April 1st.
Wait, yeah. I need an Elena bring the pain up grammar lesson. What is not indefinite about may or may not be back and
because
don't know
indefinite
how long?
Means that I'm taking a full indefinite leave. I'm actually leaving the company forever. Taking a leave of absence means that you're leaving for a set amount of time. It just hasn't been set as to what that amount of time will be.
Oh, indefinite is indefinite,
it's,
right?
It's not indefinite.
No, indefinite's not definite. Definite means you're never coming back. Right. Indefinite means you might come back eventually.
Yeah. I feel like
I use that word wrong.
Okay. I feel like agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. That
Hold
is
on.
How I
Help
feel.
Me out, because I'm not necessarily, I can't all remember all the players behind the scenes over at DC. Who's Diane Nelson?
Diane Nelson, since 2009, basically is overseeing Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman, and then also created the DC Supergirl series.
So she's the DC Entertainment president.
So yeah. she's the person they paired Geoff Johns up with to
she
make all this stuff happen.
She works with Geoff Johns, Jim Lee, Dan Didio.
Do you mean prior to them semi-demoting Geoff Johns?
Or yes.
Do you,
yeah, because so she, with Geoff Johns, is basically responsible for all the shows we love.
Yes.
Then this is a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a bummer because it sounds like I'm following correctly, they were kind of not as involved with the movies, and then things didn't go as well with Batman v Superman, so they got more involved.
Yeah.
With Wonder Woman, and then Justice League didn't do well, so now they're back to not being as involved.
Yeah, we definitely know that every single week we come onto the show and somebody's fired, or somebody is leaving, or somebody is coming in new, or somebody's choosing to step down. There are so many shakeups right now, it's hard to keep track. That's why you're probably having a hard time with it, because it's like, wait a second, which one is that one?
Yeah.
And I think this is making a lot of people nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Because shakeups.
Well, after John Berg,
yeah,
I think people started getting a little nervous. And so now with Diane Nelson.
Yeah. Yeah, I think people are. This is coming from Kevin Sugihara said, quote, after 22 years with the company, she wants to recharge as well as have immediate and uninterrupted time with her family. This is her decision and the entire senior management team, and I support this.
She's tired of being yelled at by the WB brass, and she wants to take a nap.
What happened a couple months ago? They were like, we're going to march outside of WB to get the Snyder cut of Justice League.
That's the reason she quit. She's like,
you know what?
That was
I'm going to take a break. Yeah. I'm taking the
Snyder cut with me.
Yeah. Yeah. And me and my family are going to watch it, and we're just going to tweet emojis about it so you can all suck it.
I think that what I'm really happy about is that Kevin was smart enough in this moment to be like, uh-oh, not a good time to fire women. That isn't what happened. Must make statement. Yes. She was not fired.
We did not push out the only lady.
So you don't think there's a possibility that she straight up is just tired of this shit and just wants to take a break?
I think there's definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
I,
so
I
she's
think
not
that's
fired,
100% what no, it is. I think that, yeah. And then yeah. I think that's why she's going to be back. I think she's just like, look, I need a breather. I need to just take a break from you guys. Or if...
And also,
I don't.
To be fair, if she has her fingers on all the shows and everything, that's got to be exhausting at this point.
Yeah.
Like, they have so many.
22 years of work, too.
Yeah.
That is a long time, and it could just be about family. We honestly don't know. That's the truth of the matter. When you're not in the room and you're not flying the wall, You don't know. There's a lot of people in the chat right now.
Let's speculate wildly. Yes. She's working for Marvel now.
Yeah, that's true.
You heard it here first.
She's been leaking secrets.
Not true.
100% positive that is what's happening.
She is the Aquaman trailer.
She is the Aquaman trailer.
She tweeted from James Wan's account.
Sky Patterson says Diane Nielsen stepping down as the DC Entertainment president. That's upsetting. Zeno Hour says, I'm now confused. Spencer says it's just a leave of absence. Yvonne says, no, indefinitely
is forever. Yes, indefinite means
no.
Forever.
And
DJ's going to look at the definition.
I don't think my phone's going to work well enough for that to happen.
Well, I feel like there should be an indefinitely, undefinitely, ondefinitely.
An indiscriminate amount of time.
Indiscriminately. You know,
No, you're good.
All the prefixes.
I know you can be underwhelmed and you can be overwhelmed, but can you ever just be whelmed?
And young Justice.
I feel whelmed. I think you can in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Nobody
Who's
got
getting
that
the
reference.
App? I am.
Yeah, we're all going to get it.
Yeah.
We're all going to pay that extra money. Love
oh,
it.
Please don't be too much.
Yeah, we just don't know at this point.
I can't do that HBO.
Just
really
a cool $30 a month. It's fine.
Seem to be holding out on us, not letting us know that it's going to be at least in the double digits.
Mm-hmm.
Was hoping for $5 for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm hoping for $10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking for things that we think that we should hope for and we want to do. Elena, I know you have something to tell us about.
Yes. Do you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life?
I'd love to.
Yeah, well, for those of you who do, we've got the podcast for you.
Wow.
Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. And Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity interviews, influence interviews, along with secrets and tips of how to be better in all aspects of your life. So from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, everything.
All of it.
So let Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. And just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. It's free.
Love that. Nothing better
Favorite
than
amount.
Yeah, like we were just talking about. See, that would have been a better segue.
See?
Not $5, not $10, free.
$0.
With
so many ads, I can't even see the show, but I'll take it.
Yeah. Free, I need it. No.
Be sure to rate and comment, too, when you guys do, and let Maria know that it was us who sent you guys there. So Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
And I will say that I have listened to this show many, many times, and I have always learned something. It's important to take advice from people in your life or people that you have access to who are in positions that you want to be in. And let's face it, she's doing pretty damn well. So, like you talked about, all the things with relationships, which definitely I need help with right now. Finances. All right, I need help with that, too. I love that. I love that it's there for us.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. So
very, very true.
She's amazing.
Update on Indefinitely Watch.
Okay, give it to us, DJ.
For an unlimited or unspecified period of time.
Okay, so...
So not
so
definitely.
Right.
So you could... Yes.
Because
we don't know when it's going to end.
indefinitely
know when it's going to end.
Indefinitely could be both, it sounds like. Sounds like indefinitely is indefinitely
you
not
say
figured
tomato,
out.
I say indefinitely.
Batmanthony, weigh in. What does Batmanthony think about indefinitely?
Indefinitely means... Forever.
Yes, Batman Forever.
I'm mad that I asked him.
The original title was Batman Indefinitely.
Batman Indefinitely.
Tested just okay.
Let's talk about the fact that we didn't get an Aquaman trailer. Did you guys think faux show by this point we were going to have one after all of the recent events?
I didn't. I mean, we were talking about this before if they were going to drop at WonderCon, and I feel like no, they're not going to. They're not going to release something right now because there's no need to.
Yeah,
it's
how
so
long do we have?
Long.
We've got like
December.
7 months.
Like 8 months, yeah.
It's the end of December when it comes out.
Then why were there so many people who were like, yup, it's just because they want it? Do people just
because
say
Because they
it's
say,
truth?
If we're going to pay $300 a ticket for this convention, then you better show us an Aquaman trailer.
Is that how much tickets were?
They're a lot.
Okay. Really? Jeez. Dang.
Glad we didn't
Maybe not that much for WonderCon. I don't know.
Good thing we're pressed.
Comic-Con is a lot. Yeah. I don't know.
It just seems so funny to me that there were so many people tweeting, like, sad emoji face. No Aquaman trailer. Mm-hmm. Are you for serious?
People on
Aquaman
the internet
can swim in your tears, guys. Yeah. He'll release it when he's ready. Calm down.
Hey, Aquaman can swim in my tears any day.
Yeah, get the trailer right. I don't necessarily need a Venom version of the Aquaman trailer.
which I loved.
The Venom trailer?
Yep.
There's no Venom in it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Oh, you saw it. There was something moving in a washing machine. That's got to be
Venom.
Yeah, I'd rather have it be like Killers. They showed, I was at the Hall H panel at SDCC last year.
Humble brag.
Totally. And some of the footage they showed there was really rad. And I want to, I have hopes that when they do release it, like, we'll see Ocean Master, we'll see Black Manta, we'll like get like, oh, this is the movie. As opposed to, hey, there's Aquaman and there's also water in the movie. Bye.
I like the second trailer to tell us a little more about what's going on. Mm-hmm. The first trailer, I'm kind of okay being confused. We now know that we get a first, a second, and a third.
No.
I have a pitch. Ready? Ooh. This is what you do. So it's just a teaser trailer, right? Yeah. It can be, let's say, 3 minutes. Easy peasy. It opens very, very, very painfully slow fade in on a shoreline. You see the ocean.
Yeah. What's a painfully slow fade in?
That takes about a minute and a half.
Like, yeah.
Maybe longer. Like you're fading in, fading in, fading in. You're just seeing this like beautiful music, beautiful score, beautiful ocean. Aquaman title. There's zero context. And that's what James Wan's about to release in a couple weeks. He's like, hold on, we have to get it.
We got this.
Right.
He actually might do that just to be like, piss off, you little ants.
It's actually just a screensaver of the ocean that he's like, here you go.
It's a good example of like how much of an echo chamber the internet is. Someone who's like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if we got the Aquaman trailer soon? And somebody was like, oh shit, we're going to get the Aquaman trailer tomorrow.
And then everyone's like, we deserve the Aquaman trailer now.
If you don't give it to us, you hate us.
We've waited 75 years for an Aquaman.
Nobody's been waiting.
No one's sitting on their hands patiently.
Yeah. Everybody's been waiting since Entourage. Can't deny it.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Can't even take that from us. Give the people what they want.
Adrian Grenier set it up.
They should take footage from that show and release that as if it were the trailer.
That would be amazing.
I feel like I say speaking of a lot, but speaking of things that you thought were dead that actually come back and we want to see, I guess, Armie Hammer, what he would look like in the Justice League movie.
This looks bad.
That never was.
Justice League Mortal.
The costumes in this movie look bad.
I feel really...
I disagree.
I feel so bad.
That one looks cool. Some of the concept art they release is like, oh, that looked cool, that looked cool. And then you see the costume test and it's like they pick the worst one of the three and they're like, ooh, that one. And it's like, what's happening? Right now.
I think it looks pretty awesome.
I first of all think you're kind of a little bit of a bully because it's never even happening. And let him have this one. Let Armie Hammer have his fake little costume that never was.
Listen, Armie Hammer's very talented.
Let him be Nick Cage in the Superman outfit, all right? Let him be happy.
You know Nick Cage owns
that one that's up right now. What's going on with that?
Okay, I will say the sad Batman looking down looks like they just kind of dropped
it. Yeah, it's kind of like a chainmail thing. Like it's just weird.
Like a dog. I think it's just the way that it's drawn. I like just the angle of it, but the actual design is pretty solid. The stuff that they added to it, all of the gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
You guys saw the lineup, right?
What's it galore?
Yeah, you guys saw.
You want Thingamabobs? He's got 20.
He's got all the pouches.
Yeah.
DJ wants more.
You guys saw the lineup.
Yeah, we talked about the lineup last week.
Most of it looks fine. Then you get like the Batman and Martian Manhunter. You're like, ooh.
Martian Manhunter was a looker.
He's a thick boy. Batman, what's happening down his arm? Because there's bones that go there.
It's like. To be fair, and honestly, I know the DC movies have received a mixed response. I think one thing they...
Go closer.
Thank you, Batman.
Something they nail is the costumes. I think the costumes in pretty much all of the DC movies are on point. And that Batman costume does have veins for some reason, inexplicably.
This one?
The one in Batman v Superman, which is confusing.
Why are we okay with veins and not nipples? Let's ask ourselves that as a
society. That's a fair question. That's a fair question.
Thank you so much.
I'm okay with veins.
Okay. No. For people who are on iTunes and not on YouTube and aren't seeing this, what we were talking about is the hand kind of looks like it's a dead person.
Yeah, it looks like bone to a certain point.
It's like he severed a hand off and then slipped his
hand it's supposed to have a bunch of different things that it can do. So that could just be, you know, like the way that it's drawn. Whereas if Weta... What a workshop is the one who made all this stuff.
And they rarely do things wrong.
They always make amazing things. So if you see something that looks off, it probably means there's a functionality to it, that it's going to move and something's going to pop out or something. Like if there is something on the glove, it's because that's going to serve a function.
I don't hate the pouches.
Maybe
it's because I grew up in the 90s, but
it looks very Deadpool with the pouch.
Yeah, the little like pouch abs, I'm okay with that.
True or false, some sensuality, he keeps at least one condom in one of those pouches.
runners. I hope that one is nothing but like snacks, like just like Skittles like and Doritos. Snacks and, yeah, like some Doritos.
Oh no, they got crushed. Like,
yeah. Bane hit me too hard in the head.
Bane aimed for this side.
Guys,
the snacks.
Batmanthony is taking this very personally right now. He would never. Sorry, Batmanthony. We don't mean to offend you.
He runs away and they're just spilling out of the bottom of the pouch.
I'm just wondering how many cosplayers are going to make this, especially after this conversation.
Please don't.
Think you could do it about some cardboard?
Oh my god, this is my next cosplay and it's going to be filled with Doritos, the whole belt.
There you go.
Hey, positives?
I can't wait.
I am always down for a couple pairs of goggles on Batman. I always thought that was kind of cool. That was fun in Justice League. Yeah. I like higher bat ears. Don't go crazy because he's going to get caught on doors.
Yeah.
But too high of the ear just reminds me of like a happy dog all the time. When your ears are that high, you look so happy all the time. And even when you're frowning, it's like, I know you're happy. Look at those ears.
Look at that happy bat.
How could you be freaking that?
And he's his so tail.
Real there. Quick, is everyone getting any vibes from the Batman versus Superman the dream sequence?
Right here.
That monster thing.
Batman uses a gun.
So basically what you're saying is you think in that dream sequence we've actually got Armie Hammer?
He was dreaming of Justice League Mortal.
That's a cool Easter egg that Armie Hammer put on all those prosthetics and attacked Bruce Wayne in that crypt.
Tangent. Do you guys think Justice League Mortal would have been good?
I do, actually.
I've seen Mad Max Fury Road. Yes.
That movie's amazing, but
in 2007, yes. I would say prior, a pre-Avengers world, a 2007 world when this was supposed to come out, if Australia hadn't have been like, tax credits, you can't film, I think it would have been a delightful
Is that the only reason it didn't happen?
Yeah, it was the writer's strike, and then the day before they were supposed to start filming, Australia said that because there's not Australian content, it was just Australian creators. Mm. They had a new board that was overseeing who gave the tax credit, and they pulled it the day before George Miller and told him and was like, "You're not Australian enough for Australia. Get out."
No. I gotta plead the fifth on this one.
Gone.
No, that's exactly what you don't do when you plead the fifth.
Indefinitely.
Sorry, I'm a bad lawyer.
She's going to talk to us about it indefinitely, which means maybe.
I don't know. I don't know if it would have been good or bad. Yeah. I don't want to sit here and bash it. I have a feeling it wouldn't have been great, but I could be wrong.
I wouldn't mind. Go on. I wouldn't bleed the fifth, man. I wouldn't mind that weird, sad Batman hat, because it looks like it was knitted with the yellow lines that go down the eyes. Yeah. It looks like a sleep mask. It looks like you could put that on.
Yeah, look at that weird, like, tribal tattoo on the side of it.
Doesn't it look like that Pokemon, where, like, Pikachu, it's like the ghost of Pikachu, and it's wearing like, a Pikachu costume?
Sad. Elena, be positive again. Yeah. Say something positive about DC.
Listen. Oh, this is positive. I think it's adorable. Yeah.
That's exactly
they
what
could
you
make
want.
Really cute pillows that looked like that, and they would be super cuddly and I'd be into it.
Listen, Batman, adorable.
Adorable. I'm gonna cuddle this bat.
I'm going to plead the fifth and say that might not have been good.
Let's all plead the fifth.
Good pleading.
Let's plead the fifth and give a direct opinion.
Yeah. You know who kind of pleaded the fifth? Haha, that was a better transition.
Look at that.
Danny Garcia. Danny Garcia, who took to Twitter as Henry Cavill's manager, but simultaneously as an EP on Shazam. Oh. She said, "Who is this man? What are we saying? What are we planning? Oh, it's good. You'll thank me later." And it
winky
is,
face emoji.
Oh, yes, good point. And it is a picture of her talking to, which was very dark, but when you lighten it, it's very easy to tell, Henry Cavill. Mm-hmm. And people are assuming this is teasing the Henry Cavill Shazam cameo that we have talked about way too many times on this show.
100%. This is happening.
Yeah.
Well, listen, everything with DC movie, not the show, but just DC movie news in general, needs to be run into the ground prior to the movie actually coming out.
Like,
every
piece needs to be. That is the point of this show.
And it all, not just this show, but like DC everywhere.
DC movie news is a subject matter.
Yeah, it's we need to pick apart every DC movie before it ever comes to theaters.
Look, but this is the thing. Danny Garcia, she's an EP on the film and she's Cavill's manager, which means this is the big thing. Cavill's up for a contract renegotiation if he does one more appearance. He still has in his contract one more appearance. Mm. If he uses this as his last appearance, he gets to renegotiate his next contract for all future Superman movies, meaning she gets a bigger cut if they're able to make this cameo the final one.
And also, since it's so positive, that would look really good for his Superman. People, like, if he has a really good impression in this, kind of like people got it. It seems like also a really good bet because you need someone who's equal to Shazam that like to fight against. And if you're not using whatever Black Adam is, whatever they're going to do in this movie, it's kind of confusing.
Danny Garcia's ex.
The fact that he's not going to be in it, but maybe mentioned, or who knows?
It's confusing. But anyways, what I mean is
Dwayne Johnson's ex too.
Really?
Yeah,
a woman of many.
She has so many connections.
That Dwayne Johnson she also was Alanis Morissette.
But basically, I feel like if they do this, it kind of is like pulling like a Falcon in Ant-Man, where it's like, oh, you can kind of like show his power level against someone we already know, and it kind of like will tie it into future movies. I think this is a really smart move to have Henry Cavill in it, and I'm very excited by this news.
It's interesting, Elena, that you are thinking like a businesswoman. I did not have that ability when I read this, thought as a total fangirl, and was like, well, duh, obviously, Billy Batson's going to see him on TV, and that's what it's going to be, the cameo. It's going to be 30 seconds long, and that's what we're going to get. I don't know if there is something in the contract that would say if this is his last appearance that he would have to show up more than just a 30-second
cameo. I think it's going to be a bookend. I think he's going to see him on TV at the beginning, and I think at the end it's going to come full circle and he's going to meet his hero.
And they're going to kiss.
Yes.
That's what I was just thinking. And then I was like, that's so weird.
No, we're always rooting for that make out on the show. Even
not with Billy Batson.
Hey, man, big.
That doesn't make it better.
I'm not anti it. You don't know. Asher's a cute little kid. Sorry.
I don't want to support this, but go on.
He shaved the mustache. Let it go.
I plead every one of them. 5th, 12th, 17th. Moving on, let's talk about Batman Beyond.
Yay!
And this dope fan-made trailer. I kind of feel like DC should hire the fans sometimes. Like, 100%. They put together dope stuff. Let's check this out so we can talk about it. Batman Anthony.
Yes.
I could go running to this. Probably more jogging. You don't know.
Like, I could eat Cheetos for my Batman pouch watching this.
What happened to Doritos? You ditched them for some
crunchy? Doritos, both. They're mini pouches, mini snacks. This is just dope. Like, they just did an amazing job with this.
I agree.
This is the Aquaman trailer.
You're welcome.
Batman's in a majority.
Aquaman looks so weird.
Just at the end, he's like, and then Aquaman making a splash.
It's a majority of the Aquaman movies on land with Bruce Wayne.
That's so good. Well,
it's weird that it was just Batfleck. There was no Terry McGinnis. I thought we were going to see some Batman Beyond.
Oh, you did? Did you? What do you guys think about that?
Real quick. So I have seen episodes of Batman Beyond. I definitely did not.
Show.
I'd never remembered what the intro was. And so watching this when you sent it over, I was like, I have no. This looks so bad. Like, it's not edited poorly, because then I watched the intro for Batman Beyond and I was like, what a weird intro for a Batman animated, like a kid's TV show, because it's like kind of leaning into like skater, like punk culture. It's like, yeah, the Batman's fighting all this stuff. And I'm like, but I feel like there's like weird like drug undertones and stuff, and like weird, it makes me feel depressed watching it.
That's actually a good lead into the show, because Batman Beyond's actually pretty dark.
But as an adaption, it's really good. I just don't, it's so weird to me.
It's just interesting that people are such super fans that somebody was like, this is what I'm going to do with my week.
Free time.
This is what, and I think that's why it's really cool. It just shows how important this character is to some people. And if this was the actual intro, would I be like, yeah, this is the dopest thing I've ever seen? No, but how cool is it that somebody was like, I'm doing this with my Saturday, Sunday,
I want them to recast Ben Affleck as Batman, but then do a Batman Beyond movie where Ben Affleck is Bruce Wayne.
Wait. All right, rewind it.
So in our Justice League movie, it's a different Batman, but in our Batman Beyond movie, it's still Ben Affleck. So everybody's confused.
So you want to keep Batfleck
as old man Bruce Wayne.
But also return him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want Arnie Hammer, but I want Ben Affleck to be in the suit and never take the mask off.
There you go.
Oh, gosh.
And then they CGI Arnie Hammer's face over the a mouth hole, just like they CGI'd his face in Social Network.
They also CG on a mustache inexplicably.
Mm-hmm. They would never do that. Yes. That would never happen in the DC. Nothing with Mustache Gate ever again. Let's talk about people doing actually good things. Very rarely, but it does happen on this show. We talk about something that matters. what a ringing endorsement for this show. I'm just kidding. All of this matters. There is a kid who needs some help. This woman named @ShannonBream tweeted out saying, "Need your help, Twitterverse, trying to help a young boy who is dying. He probably just has days, and all he wants is a greeting from one of the Avengers. If you could have if you have a celeb connection, please let me know. Otherwise, could you help out with a retweet? Thank you in advance." Ryan Reynolds responded, which, wow, he's getting a lot of love on this show today. Yeah. He's not quite relevant to us. Chris Evans responded. A lot of people did, but finally Zachary Levi responded and said, "I'm not technically an Avenger." I would say way more than "not technically."
You're not an Avenger.
But I'd be happy to record a video for the little man and do my best impressions of Chris Evans, Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, or any of the Chris's if necessary. Where can I send these messages, and what's his name? And I think that that's really cool that they went out of their way. It wasn't even like he was reached out to or approached. And it's awesome what they're able to do with their superhero abilities, whether they are Marvel, DC alike.
Good dudes being good dudes.
Heroes in real life.
Don't you like that? Mm-hmm. With all the crappy things that you read in the news, I feel like Twitter should make this the number one article. Like, how come every morning I wake up, I have to hear something just horrible going on? Just give me one nice thing.
One little nugget.
Yeah. Not that it's not sad, but just way to go. Way to go, Team DC, Team Marvel, Team Superheroes. Speaking of superheroes,
go on.
The death.
I like those.
The death go of on. Superman. We've got some great voices that have been added to the cast. We also have that we're not going to watch right now because it was 6 minutes long. But there was a sneak peek that was interesting. I love when they cut interviews with footage with. Interviews.
The DC animated stuff does that.
Yeah. Also footage, yeah.
So wait, it's so we're getting weird. An animated Death Superman movie.
Yes.
But isn't that how the DC animated movie started off with the Death of Superman movie?
No, I think they started...
Superman Doomsday was the first one. It's not part of the new continuity ones, but like...
No, they definitely done this before. Bit. Yeah, it was really good too. That one was really, really good.
And so why do you think they're doing it again?
This one's in continuity now.
So then we have our answer.
But the continuity animated movies are based off New 52, and the Death of Superman's not really a part of the New 52.
But sometimes it gets mentioned every once in a while. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. It's still a little complicated. But
wait and see it and see exactly what they're doing with it.
You know what I don't need? These to be rated R. They've started to kick, like, the new Suicide Squad one is rated R. Dark was rated R, and they don't need to be.
You don't need any of them to be rated R, or don't need this specific one?
Cartoons of superheroes? Who's your market for this?
The Joker one, I think, needs to be. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. There's some dark, twisted stuff that's happening.
Yeah, and you can get away with a lot with PG-13. I don't know. It's weird to me.
I go opposite. Go harder R. I want, like, really unbelievably violent. Like, you're like, what's happening right now? Or super depressing.
You want something like the beginning of issue 50 of Saga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at excited cut. That Rain Wilson is going to be Lex Luthor. Yeah, that's Rain all Wilson. I need. Yeah.
Like, Jerry O'Connell, as long as he's working still, I'm happy. Like,
yes. Kanger and Jack. Rebecca Romaine, too.
There's so many games. Yes. Rosario Dawson, Nathan Fillion. So many big hitters here.
Nathan Fillion's been Green Lantern for like 12 years now.
Yeah, he's animated stuff.
He's really good.
And why not? That's one of the best parts about animated things is that you can just do that.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're not a smoker, your voice just like holds out for that long.
O'Mara, blanking on his first name. He was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He plays Batman.
Yes.
Jason O'Mara. Yeah. I do enjoy, even though who's Batman animated series.
Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, he's the one I always think of for Batman.
Yeah, whenever I read a Batman comic, it's his voice in my head. Yeah,
yeah, but Jason O'Mara still does a really good job, so it's always fun.
I think that everybody, when they read anything Batman, Kevin Conroy is just like...
Yeah, him and Mark Hamill are the voices I hear in my head.
Really? Every night when you go to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
No, when I read...
All the time?
Batman, come on.
Right now? Are you hearing those... TV time!
What are they saying?
Anthony? Guys, let's get right into it, because I have nothing else to say about the voices.
It's time for Roxy Stryer's TV time.
You hear that? Girls think Johnny's fine. Johnny's not here, nobody is fine. Adam does have great cooking.
DC movie news, it's time to talk.
And it is
TV time.
Yes, it definitely is, but you know what? It just got me thinking about Adam's cooking made me think about Blue Apron. So before we get into TV time, I do want to tell you guys a little bit about Blue Apron, which I can personally say I am a huge, huge fan of. It's a delivery food service, and it's the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S. And while many people know what Blue Apron does, many people don't know the type of meals you eat when you cook with Blue Apron, like this amazing pasta broccoli cheese dish that they have, or Italian-style shrimp and sweet pepper, incredible ingredients, chef-designed recipes. Blue Apron lets you see what the power of food can do. And also, if you have that special someone and you're cooking a Blue Apron meal, you don't have to be nervous that you're going to mess up the recipe, because they make it super duper easy for you. It's convenient. There's a lot of variety. It's flexible. Blue Apron offers 12 new recipes each week, and you get to pick 2, 3, or 4, which I love to do too, because I'm kind of a picky eater sometimes. So if there's something that I'm like, I don't know about that one, then there's always different options. And most importantly to me, it's high quality. Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones, which is super duper important. So if you guys want to get involved with Blue Apron, which I definitely recommend you do, Blue Apron is treating DC Movie News listeners to $30 off your first order if you visit blueapron.com/movie news. That is right. You are getting $30 off your first order if you go to blueapron.com/movie news. You're definitely going to want to do that right now, because Blue Apron is a better way to cook, and I can vouch for that personally. All right, guys, let's get into this TV time now.
It's a great song.
Now that we're all so hungry and salivating in our mouths, let's talk about
some delicious TV.
It is so tasty.
It's what's for dinner.
Or lunch, wherever you are. I don't know what time you're listening to this. I'm not in your house.
That but you be could be might if be you go home. To Blue Apron.
All right, so speaking of TV time, yes. I didn't even need to do it that time. Lucifer cast a House alum. Did any of you guys watch House?
Yes.
Well, good for you. Charlene Yee, do you remember her on House? I don't know. I didn't watch. I don't know how big of a character.
She was on later seasons, but she also had a movie with Michael Cera, which was also very...
Yeah, but she was also
in Paper Heart.
Knocked Up, and she was also in Disaster Artist.
Yeah, I recognize her, but I don't recognize her from House. And she
was
cast.
I recognize her there. She looks totally different than she did in Paper Heart.
No.
Maybe it's the glasses.
Yeah.
She is cast as Ella's invisible friend, which you guys know I love Lucifer. Mm-hmm. Didn't see this one coming.
So then she didn't look like anything.
Yeah, don't really understand. How
so promo photos are kind of confusing, huh?
Yeah.
Just
like,
how are we going to do this? Well, obviously we're going to see her in Ella's mind. Just so anybody who doesn't watch the show, Ella has not in any way, shape, or form been made to have be the kind of person who has an invisible friend.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering how this works. Maybe it's like her not invisible friend, but more like her how she views herself and her subconscious or devil on her angel kind of. I don't know.
Because Lucifer.
You know the devil on your angel?
Lucifer. Yeah. Exactly. We'll see how that one goes. Gotham wrapped filming. We officially
forever.
Can say,
it's gone. We're free, everybody.
No, we don't know that. It wrapped filming season 4. We do not know, actually, though, if this... Maybe they have wrapped.
I'll bet you, if it gets canceled on Fox, I'll bet you it gets picked up for the DC app.
If they're allowed 100%. To, in their contract, we don't know what it's going to say.
True. I mean, they got Supergirl pretty easily over to CW.
That's true.
And if the fans are
loud enough, CBS and CW can do that.
Yeah. Do you think maybe Krypton was a preemptive in case Gotham doesn't come back? Now we have another backstory.
They were working on Krypton they've been working on since Man of Steel. That's been a long in the gestation pool. And now we have it.
And now Metropolis.
Yeah, all the shows that we need.
Never asked for, but we're getting.
Not the shows that you want, the show that you need.
You want a Superman TV show? How about his grandpa?
No, thank you.
What I think is really rough about this, though, is that I absolutely hate when shows wrap filming when they do not know if they're getting picked up for next season yet.
Mm. Yeah,
it's fun, right? You're on your toes. You're like, am I employed still? I don't know.
Well, not just speaking about the actors and the people working on the show. As a fan of the show.
Watching it.
Yeah, as a fan, then when you get to the finale, finale, it possibly the finale of the series, and you're like, huh?
But then sometimes, I mean, like, you think, like, Desperate Housewives is the one that jumps to mind. When they wrapped everything up, they went to the future, they were like, it's done, and they were like, we're picking you up again, and they're like, we're coming back, we're 5 years in the future, these are the new kids, I guess they all have jobs now.
Like, JK, yeah. JK, wait, Illy.
For real, they went to the future?
Yes. They went, well, they just kept it going. No, they just, like, they were like,
yes, they did.
Like, 5 years in the future. Yeah, this is what happens when we wrap it up and it's done. And they were like, oh, we're not done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, now we're just going to keep going. This is what we're doing now.
Or, like, when Scrubs wrap up and now it's going to be like, oh, the interns, but also the main cast is going to keep showing up for some reason.
Awful.
Still here.
Awful. It is a bummer when you're a huge fan of a show. Like, I remember, DJ, we talked about, you're a fan of the Terminator Salvation show, and they left out, like,
oh, my goodness, the cliffhanger of that show was insane. Not Salvation. That's a bad movie.
Sarah Chronicles.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's also a ride that I've been on at Six Flags.
But that's
it was fine. I was going to just let it go.
You opened a wound. You opened a wound by bringing that up.
But you're welcome.
Yeah. Somebody else who opened a wound, Stephen Amell. Uh-huh. He posted this picture that he thought was funny, and fans clearly really didn't. If you haven't checked this out yet, he posted a picture of a couch and wrote underneath, every other cast member gets a chair. The couch above it says Emily Bett Rickards, which is, of course, Felicity. And P thought, I think he was just making a little joke.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun joke.
Fans took to her defense so quickly. Everybody calls her queen. She's the queen of the show.
Really? Most fans are not that nice.
And at Sunday Train, only the queen of DC TV gets her own couch. At Ass Parking You, because she's the queen of DC TV, and they're all tweeting pictures too. At Olicity _ News, DC TV queen, she deserves her own throne. So people are not.
And I just like that the equivalent of a throne is a couch, because now I feel like I'm royalty because I have my own couch at home.
Not bragging a little bit.
I mean, not trying to brag, but I'm the queen of my own home.
I own a bed.
Dorito Mansion.
When I saw this headline, I was worried that it was people going to start ripping into her, so it actually makes me happy that it was people coming to her defense.
She has a huge fan base.
Good.
Massive.
Yeah, she fits them all on the couch.
Yeah,
the
that's why she needs it.
Every one of them.
This is a very strange thing to say, but can we talk about the actual couch?
Okay.
Uh-huh. That it has a sheet over it, like a murderer?
That's definitely not her couch. They just took her nameplate and put it over it as a joke, right?
What is happening here? Why is the couch like this? Why is there a sheet over it? What's actually under it? Whose backpack is on the couch?
The murder thing was a good first step. I feel like, you murder him, you wrap him up in the blanket, you throw it in the ocean.
No.
American Psycho style.
There's other ideas, but I felt like that was the most solid.
She's actually playing Patrick Bateman now.
Oh, what? And when you write a story on a show, you just got to do anything, right?
There's got to be more to this story. Let's get to the bottom of it. Investigative journalism on TV.
Let's see what's under those couch cushions.
Can you do that?
Maybe it's loose change.
Can you do that in the photo? Can you lift the sheet?
I kind of think
how we were able to use the tweet and lighten it for Garcia's to see that it was Cavill. Same thing here.
Boom.
DJ, what do you got?
Maybe she was sick or something. She needed to be able to lie down for the day.
That would be funny,
maybe
DJ.
She's pregnant.
Maybe she was sick of being the queen of DC.
What are these bizarre predictions you're throwing our way?
They're all true.
Yeah, that's
she's going to sit on that couch with Diane Nelson, who's going to be on the Arrow season finale. You're welcome, everybody.
Was that your great transition to the fact that Katie Lotz actually is going to be on the Arrow finale? Thanks
Look
for that.
Look at that. Roxy using Arrow to get us back on target.
Yeah. Can we be honest? Katie Lotz is kind of the queen of DC TV, in my opinion.
I think she's the queen.
I love
Slay
Felicity.
Queen Slay.
But she's great.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Katie Lotz I've never disliked on any of... she's just everything.
Yeah, also, I still ship her and Oliver, if I'm being honest, Sarah. And I think they're the only two that would really understand each other, but that's just me.
Well.
They both murdered people.
Now.
You know? And that's all you really need.
That's all you really need to have both
murdered murder couch.
If you're caught up on Arrow, it's weird to ship her with somebody else right now. So we got to get on board with her in another ship, I guess.
No.
What do you think about this, Elena? Are you excited that she's coming back to Arrow? And would that make you want to watch the finale more? Or no?
It doesn't really sway me one way or the other. I hate saying that, but it's...
I get it.
Yeah, I feel like it's like, okay, well, let's just see what they do with it.
I love her. I mean, I'm happy when she pops up on anything, but I think the real pull to get people to come watch it is if you got, what is it, Justin Hartley? Is that the guy, actor's name?
I love him!
He was on This Is Us. Yeah, yeah. You bring that guy on as a different Green Arrow. Why? I don't know.
What if he was Richard Dragon? That would have been great.
You're this so story, bitter about this.
This Arrow story is so confusing this season. It means nothing in the long term. But what if he showed up for some reason? Yeah. Why? He's the Green Arrow on her Earth. Well, it doesn't matter. Don't think too hard. Just have him show up and be like, yeah, I'm in. Yeah.
Oh, crap. I'm sorry. We had a fan this week who was amazing who said that he's overseas and he wants, when we talk about these episodes, to say the name of them because it's different overseas. And I was gonna.
Yeah.
But I forgot to look up. And it just seems too hard right now.
the name of the finale? I don't think it's got a title yet.
As I'm about to go into the shows that have aired, this is my preemptive, I'm sorry I didn't do what you asked.
Got it.
And now let's talk about some of the shows that happened. We will do them spoiler free, though. This is just very brief, some of the shows that took place this week. I know some people have not seen them yet in the chat. Do not worry. Spoiler free. I have to say it so many times so that I remind myself not to get the spoilers. What have you guys seen this week? Anybody seen anything?
Legends and Black Lightning. And Black Lightning was amazing, and I'm so thankful for that show. It's so good.
I so much agree.
It's so good.
Sam, where are you at?
I'm with Legends and Black Lightning as well. Got Krypton locked and loaded to watch after. So that will be... I was about to say excited. I'm not. I'm indifferent towards that show.
That would be a lie.
Elena, did you see Krypton yet?
I'm behind on everything because I had WonderCon this week, so I'm a week behind on everything. So. All right.
Well, Black Lightning's great. Legends of Tomorrow.
I love Black Lightning.
Legends of Tomorrow is like a blender of everything you like. Sometimes when you blend fruit together, you're like, oh man, this is great. And then sometimes you're like, I don't care because I get to have a smoothie. That's how I live my life.
The past couple episodes for Legends have been a tad too on the silly side.
This one was not my favorite.
There's moments that are good, but it just doesn't, it's not really clicking.
Y'all crazy. I loved it. More. Give me more. They're touching every genre of sci-fi and fantasy right now, and I couldn't be happier.
You know what's not clicking?
Mm.
Krypton.
Mm. Have you seen this week's episode?
Yeah.
Is it better?
All right, I'll have to talk to Batmanthony about this. Batmanthony, I believe that you do, or you have a friend named Anthony who does the AfterBuzz TV after show for it. What are you thinking of Krypton so far?
I've only seen the first episode. Mm. I thought it was okay. I thought it was not bad. I'm looking forward to see where it goes. I really want to see Segs, how he plays the politics of this world that was set up.
I thought the same thing about the first one. I thought it was not bad. I thought it was totally doable. The second one was the same. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping that the second one was going to be like light years ahead. Although in ways it was. We agreed on five. We're giving it definitely five episodes.
Because there's 10. Yeah.
So half the season.
That's a lot of episodes.
I'm worried, and Roxy, you would have a different reaction to this than I would. I'm worried for Gotham, because I remember watching the Gotham pilot and being like, oh, this is fun. And if they emphasize the good things, this could be really good. And then I head first down the stairs. And then... So I'm worried Gotham is like, oh, this is fine. And then like episode three, like, what is happening right now?
Okay, but what if it's Parks and Rec? And then it's like, woo!
I mean, that's such a big gamble, though. They had to do a lot of legwork to fix that. They had to rewrite the main character of that show to make it work.
Every single person also who ever watches a show and thinks it's just okay, that's the like, but it could be Parks and Rec. All the other examples are the Gotham. But then Gotham did get better.
This isn't comparing Parks and Rec to Gotham. It's comparing like Parks and Rec to Kath and Kim. Like they try, and then it's just like no. So
nice shout out to Kath.
Just
and
trying
Kim.
To be.
I know. Hey, what up? We're going full circle here. Alanis Morissette gets a shout out.
I'm being a little optimistic here. You know, maybe
you're not crypt off it. You're still crypt on it,
Deb.
But
I couldn't put my arms up all the way because of the jacket.
That was really good. You couldn't put your arms up. Poor DJ's legs under there. Tight little table.
Seems really mobile. This jacket. He can do this.
Uh-huh.
Hey everybody!
Leather jackets are always cool.
You know, when we start talking about miscellaneous limbs and articles of clothing, that is time for the show to close out, guys. Oh, God.
Plead the fifth.
always the bringer of that.
Black Lightning's so good.
Black Lightning is so good. If you're not watching it, you absolutely should be. Also, you should be talking to our friends at DC Movie News that are on boat Krypton. Or
Kryptonian boat.
Yeah, wherever it is that they are flying away to. At Jay Quasto, at Mike Kalinowski, and at Adam Gertler. Send them your love and well wishes. Or don't. Totally up to you. You could say mean things, too. I guess they just have to take it. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Elena, where can they keep up with you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at that Elena Jordan girl. But only send me nice things. Don't send mean things.
I agree. We can ask that, but yeah. We don't know. Sam?
At Sam Basher. I could take it. I'm strong. You can send me the hate. Please don't, though.
You can find me at DJ Talks Trash. And beyond that, you can find me and Sam combined at Only Stupid Answers. We do the podcast Only Stupid Answers. That's everywhere podcasts are sold. And also,
and
we do
a
show with Roxy Stryer on Fridays at patreon.com/OnlyStupidAnswers, where we talk about all these shows and more.
I know you guys are always like, why don't you talk about Marvel? Well, other than the fact that it's called DC Movie News, we do that on that show where we can talk about the superhero shows from both sides because we are nonpartisan.
Yep.
That's not true. No, it's okay, Anthony. I need that music. Take us out of here. We're at DC Movies SK on the Twitter, iTunes, wherever you are. Leave us a comment. Write something. We love hearing what you have to say. Give us a 5-star, a thumbs up, and we will see you guys next week. Love you. Bye.
Yay. From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.